The following is an interview with Marsha Prefontaine, a representative with the APTS, one of the unions representing social workers, therapists, and other healthcare specialists in the region, about the Common Front strike that took place on the morning of Monday, November 6th. So can you talk a little bit about what's going on here today with the strike?
Today we're on strike because the negotiations aren't going as well as we'd like it to be going, and the offers that are made are ridiculous. So we started today with 1 day of strike, and in the health services, well, we have to respect the essential services. So our workers are striking from 50% of their day. Some workers are not able to strike. They're at 100% at work, like people that are at the ER or people that are at the intensive care unit. They're not striking today.
Yeah.
We respect the security of the population.
All right. And can you talk a little bit about who exactly your union represents specifically?
Our union represents professionals, which is like physiotherapists, occupational therapists, speech language pathologists, psychologists, social workers, and also technicians. We have the technicians that work in the lab and technicians that work to take x-rays and scans and all the medical imaging as well. Most of the professionals and the technicians in the health services, except for the nurses, are represented by our union.
Okay. And could you talk a little bit about the demands or what you guys are asking for? Not just salary, but, you know, working conditions, that kind of stuff as well.
Well, there's a lot of, a lot of people are leaving the health services to work either in a private sector or completely work for the federal government. So we have a lot of
turnover.
There's a lot of turnover. There's a lot of overtime for the people that stay.
Mm.
And so the working conditions are really bad. We would like the government to give better conditions, salary-wise, especially here in the Outaouais, because of the difference between the salary from the Ontario side to the Quebec side. There's a big difference. There's a big gap there. And so in our area, there's a lot of overtime because of that. So for sure, the main issue, especially in our region, is the salary. Because the salary, because people are leaving because of the salary. So it's like a big turning wheel, if you...
Revolving door, yeah.
Exactly. If people aren't there, well, then the others that are still there are doing overtime. And just by doing the overtime, they get tired. They're overwhelmed by all the work they have to do. The waiting list for all the services get longer and longer. And it's not only a question of having better working conditions. It's also a question of having better services for the population.
And can you talk a little bit too about there? I understand there was a bit of an offer that the government put out. I believe it was last week or a little bit earlier this month.
Yep.
And the reaction there from you and your colleagues?
Well, it's just that the last weekend on Sunday, I think it was, they offered 10.3% for 5 years, which is under the inflation right now. So instead of giving better salaries to our workers, they are having our salaries diminish. Like in 5 years, our salaries will have a bigger gap with Ontario, will have a bigger gap with the private sectors. So, and the inflation is for everyone, you know, the inflation is for the whole population, and it's the same inflation, the same percentage of inflation for everyone in the population. So it's really unfortunate. And when you see that the government gave themselves a 30% raise, and they gave the policemen 21% raise over 5 years, well, you know, 10.3% just doesn't make it.
And can you talk a little bit about how many employees or workers do you represent in the Outaouais region? And do you know if you have the specific numbers for the Pontiac region?
I'd have to ask for the Pontiac region, but for the Outaouais, we're over 2,500.
And as far as to just, I was wondering if you could comment a little bit just on the whole Front Commun thing, like just sort of what it's like being in solidarity with a bunch of other public sector workers at the same time here. What's that been like?
Well, it has us striking in more than one area and a bit everywhere. And in the Front Commun represents 420,000 workers throughout the Quebec, so it gives us a better chance to have an impact on the government.